Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast.
How to do? Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm thinking about calling in. I'm thinking about calling off work today. It's a beautiful day. I feel good. I'm just a little bit lazy, but want to relax a little bit, sort of, kind of, I don't know. But the thing is, I work Saturday, so I need to take a day off during the week. It would either be today or tomorrow. And something inside me is saying, let it be today, for whatever reason. And yes, I do wear the same clothes every day. Now it's a thing. Now I wear the same clothes every day just to be wearing the same clothes every day. And I wear this shirt until it becomes crunchy. When it becomes crunchy, that's when you gotta let it go. Throw it in the dirty clothes hamper. Or my dirty clothes bag, my dirty clothes laundry bag that I probably got 10, 15 years ago that I've been using for years, because I love a laundromat. Ever since college in DeVry, I love a laundromat. I'm the kind of person who likes to go to laundromat and do 7 loads at one time. One time, I was on a kick, dude, I was gonna wash everything. I mean, not everything, not the clean stuff, but just everything. Everything that was dirty or remotely dirty. I think I had 13 loads going in there one time. One of the washers was, of course, a 7 loader. I think I had a 7 loader going, a 6 loader going. Cost me like $30. But I got like 13 loads of clothes done in the time of maybe 1.5. Love me a laundromat. But I tell you what else I like. When I put all my clothes in that dirty clothes bag and I go to stay at my mother's, and I throw that bag in the trunk, and I probably told this story before. I can say, do I tell the same stories over and over? Do I? I probably do. I feel like I told that story, but it ain't nothing like backing in that garage, opening that trunk, and throwing your clothes right in the washer, and then going in the house and do what you gotta do. And if I'm really cool, I'll come back out a little bit later, throw them in the dryer, and put the second load in, because I usually used to do whites and darks. But I probably talked about that already. Anyway, so I might take the day off, but just to be lazy. My weight is probably, I'm probably paying for the months of bad eating or indulgence and not getting my steps in, because I seem to be stuck. My weight isn't dropping. It's probably gonna stick. Like the last 2 nights I went to bed or something like that, my weight was 221 point something, and it didn't drop. It maintains that. Then the next morning I get up and do my thing, and that morning number remained the same. It was 218. Then I walk. Yesterday went down to 216 something. Today it might go down a little bit lower, but that 221 and 218, 2 days in a row, may indicate that I'm eating a little too much at night, which could be the case, because there were Fig Newtons and Red Bites and a few Whoppers after I got in bed last night. But I will say, in my defense, I regulated them. I didn't take the whole bags with me to bed. I only took like 3 Whoppers, maybe 9 Red Bites, and maybe 6 Fig Newtons, something like that. Instead of, you know, taking the whole bag. And because you take the whole bag, you're gonna eat the whole bag. This is mentality or something to me that says, we ain't satisfied till it's all gone, even though we are satisfied. And then when I'm eating them with the regulated portions, I feel myself wanting more and that desire. Oh, it'll be so good to go in there and get the rest of them and just to eat it. And just how good that feels to be eating it. And then I don't. I let that urge subdue, die down, and I feel fulfilled. It's like a training. Like training yourself how to eat and understand eating. Because I realize whatever I put on my plate, I'm gonna try to eat it all. I blame my parents.